the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Moved by so much suffering, Christ not only allows himself to be touched by the sick, but he makes their miseries his own. He took our infirmities and bore our diseases. But he did not heal all the sick. His healings were signs of the coming of the kingdom of God. They announced a more radical healing, the victory over sin and death through his Passover. On the cross, Christ took upon himself the whole weight of evil and took away the sin of the world, of which illness is only a consequence. By his passion and death on the cross, Christ has given a new meaning to suffering. It can henceforth configure us to him and unite us with his redemptive passion. By your touch, we are made whole. By your love, we are forgiven. By your Spirit, we are born to live forever. By your touch, we are made whole. By your love, we are forgiven. By your Spirit, we are born to live forever. Jesus, will you hear me when I call upon your name? For I am helpless and I am wounded in my heart. Standing in the darkness now, I listen for your call. I am afraid to walk without you, afraid to start again. But by your touch, we are made whole. By your love, we are forgiven. By your Spirit, we are born to live forever. In the weakness of temptation and in the silence of despair, I have been broken, but I will rise to stand again. You give a love without a turning point, life without an end, the courage to be faithful, and the light that fills the soul. By your touch, we are made whole. By your love, we are forgiven. By your Spirit, we are born to live forever. By your touch, we are made whole. By your love, we are forgiven. By your Spirit, we are born to live forever. We are born to live forever.